Going organic. It's not just for food growers, it's also for gardeners, including Les Jardins des Métis Reefer Gardens in Quebec, Canada. So why did they make this move, and are others following suit? Alexander Reefer is the director of Les Jardins des Métis Reefer Gardens.
I would say we're a pioneer to some extent, but we're also following a curve, we're following a trend, so we're not alone by any means. And, you know, most gardens, certainly the serious ones, have moved in the same direction as we have. I guess we're a bit different. We're in an outlying region, so we're in a highly agricultural environment here with lots of big farms and dairy farms and people growing corn and various other crops that tend to be, frankly, either genetically modified to begin with and or sprayed. And so we've certainly been much more careful about, you know, where we get our meat and vegetables from. So we only buy from organic suppliers if and when possible. We're much more careful what kind of fish we use. We're part of a movement to only offer species that are not threatened by overfishing. We're, you know, looking at an initiative that somebody started, a local farmer, saying, why don't we make the entire region GMO-free, for instance? Can we declare this entire region to be free of genetically modified seed stock? So we're like any others. We look at that carefully and try and encourage these farmers to move forward. Ultimately, it's their call. We don't, you know, grow things in a vast scale, but we're certainly very aware of how important it is to have the right environment. We can do what we can, but we can also be a leader to some extent. And we can also try and encourage our public to be more aware of their own consuming habits when they visit. So, for instance, we're in the process of buying some electric vehicles. We only use electric golf carts on the site for moving things one place to the next. And we're trying to make our visitors aware that having driven a long distance from an urban center to get here, where they've consumed a lot of gas or diesel fuel in so doing, and their gestures thereby should be sensitive to reducing their consumption while here. So, you know, we're obviously in their recycling and garbage management. We get a lot of leaves from the local town that we turn into compost. So we're active in that field. But I think if we have a challenge in the future is to try and get our own visitors, 50 or 60,000 a year, to be more aware of how their gestures as a traveler and a tourist can be better for the environment. So instead of throwing their garbage out the window, as alas too many people do, they can just be more sensitive to that. But there are many other measures that we can lead them to be more, I guess, ecological tourists and less consumer-driven ones.
Lots of places around here attract tourists. So are you seeing a general move towards being more green, or do you think the people of Quebec are kind of fighting against that a bit?
I think Quebecers, if you ask them, would say they are the greenest of the green, partly because we use hydroelectricity to power our homes and to light our buildings, because we don't have any nuclear plants any longer. We have no gas or coal-fired generating stations, so we think we're greener. That said, we consume as much oil and gas as any other society, if not more. So I think we do have a bit of a double standard, and I think a lot of us are aware of that. But I guess one of the ironies of contemporary North American society, at least, is the real ecologists oftentimes now live in cities. So the real people driving the ecological movement are not the people living in the countryside and farming it, but the people living in apartment dwellings in urban centers. And I think that's one of the real confrontations we're going to see in our society as we move forward, as these farmers who think they're so-called ecological, but in fact their farming methods are almost primitive to some extent in having monocultures and practices that are not all that environmental, being confronted by an urban dweller who lives in an apartment building, who we think almost naturally is not ecological, but in fact you can be an urban dweller and not have a car and use public transit and eat green and source your food with organic farmers and feed the organic economy and be almost a better ecological consumer than somebody living in the countryside. So I think we're all facing that dilemma. I think Canadians, we are blessed with too much space. It's a blessing, but it also allows us to be a bit lazy about preserving what's left, because we think, well, we can spoil this part of land because there's always another one next to it. And I think we've realized that the area in which we live is the area that we must protect as much as possible, mostly because the rest of the country is not easily habitable. So the minute you move north of the St. Lawrence here, above the 50 or 52nd parallel, you're in a part of the world which is somewhat inhospitable, not easy to live in, highly inaccessible, very expensive in terms of heating fuel and getting things to, and frankly, not all that attractive. So, you know, our ancestors chose living in the St. Lawrence as the place in which we want to live. And I think we're now confronted with that need to preserve the green spaces close to where we all live, but also to be more sensitive about the areas north of us, which we've tended to treat as a giant open mining pit or a venue for oil exploration because there's so few people living there. And I think we now realize that in a globalized world that you can't spoil your own backyard because the consumers of those products, be it iron ore or aluminum or oil and gas, realize that they have a choice as to where they purchase these products from. And so they're going to insist that the products that they're consuming are as green as any other. So I think we're being pushed a little bit against our natural inclination to realize that our vast hinterlands have to be managed effectively, and that we've got to be better ecological consumers on an individual basis.
That's Alexander Reeford, Director of Les Jardins des Métis Reeford Gardens. For more information, visit reefordgardens.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.